With out-of-the-box campaign and audit reports, banks that use Provision have dramatically increased the efficiency of their audit prep process. Be audit ready at all times. For more information or to schedule a demo about Provision Identity Access Management, visit provisioniam.com. That's provisioniam.com. Hello and welcome to the MBA Today, a podcast all about Maryland banks and bankers, their history, legacy, and the people that make it all happen. I'm your host, Eric Nutter, and in today's episode, we're speaking with Matt Calhoun, Senior Vice President and Market Manager of the Greater Baltimore Retail Branch Network at M&T Bank. Hey, Matt, how's it going?
It's going great. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you joining me today, and I'm excited to get to talk with you about yourself and M&T and some of the things that you all are doing there. So let's start off with just telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and your role there at M&T.
Great. Yeah. Well, as you said, I'm the Senior Vice President of the in our retail banking group here in Baltimore, Maryland, and I oversee about 100 branches throughout the Baltimore metropolitan area. So, overseeing sales, service, operations, and personnel here in our branch footprint, and been here for about 5 years, but with the bank going on 21 here in June.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your career path through there? Have you always been in this role, or did you bounce around a little bit?
Yeah. So I started with the bank in our management development program up in Buffalo, New York, where we're headquartered, and didn't have any sense that I would continue to still be with the bank, over 20 years later. When I started, it was more of, kind of get a job and learn some skills and see where it took me. And I feel really fortunate that I was able to join an institution that I fit, kind of my values and culture really fit well. And I really enjoyed my time in Western New York in our branch environment, and was lucky enough to join at a time when the bank was growing through mergers and acquisitions. And, at that point we were acquiring a bank in Pennsylvania that brought us into Western Maryland. And it actually was my bank growing up. It's the former Keystone Bank. Mm-hmm. And the bank was looking for some people to move into new territories. And so I said, sure, I love Pennsylvania and Western Maryland. That's home. And from there, was kind of on the bank's acquisition trail and moved around to several different places, working in Pennsylvania, Western Maryland, back up to Buffalo, and then down here in Baltimore, Wilmington, Delaware, and then, I returned back to Baltimore and have been here, like I said, 5 years now.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. What got you into banking to begin with?
That's a great question. So, I'm not sure I looked for a bank job. I think what got me into it was just the bank's management development program and the people I met at the bank, because at the time I was interviewing for all sorts of different types of roles in different industries. So it wasn't really that I chose banking. I really chose M&T, and M&T happened to be a bank, and ended up really loving it, made some really great connections both in the bank and in the communities that I was working in, and just really kind of became, a big fan of working in the industry, but I didn't set out intentionally to do that.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. I feel like a lot of people have that sense about banking. Didn't
yeah,
plan
I wasn't
on this,
one of those. I wasn't one of those that said I'm a lifelong banker. I want to get into the industry. I just kind of fell into it and ended up really liking it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about M&T. Can you tell us a brief history of M&T and particularly we want to talk a little bit about the impact on the local community here in Maryland.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So, we're really proud of M&T's entire history, dating back over 160 years, which has been wonderful. Here in Maryland, we entered the market, as I said, with the Keystone acquisition. It's been it's been about 20 years now. And so I remember back 20 years ago being a part of that. You know, not many people knew who in this area, in this geography, knew who M&T really was, you know, and I remember our employees in Western Maryland saying, well, you know, the banks primarily in New York and Pennsylvania, do that, you know, is Maryland important to M&T? Are we committed to Maryland? And so I'm really proud of the growth that we've had with, you know, acquisitions and just, you know, the expansion we've done here throughout Maryland with the AllFirst acquisition in 2003, and then a series of mergers here to really grow our franchise into what it is today.
Yeah, I'd say 100 branches in, the answer might be yes.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we're proud of the branch and ATM network that we have, the deposit share and the customer base that we've had here. And I think most importantly, we're excited about the work we've done in the communities that we serve and continue to find ways to make an impact there. And so that's been really rewarding and created a nice culture within the bank.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit about that local community support. What do you see in your role and you know, how you see that impact that M&T provides to the community?
Yeah, you know, so I think a few things. So I think the local approach in our community bank model has given us to really put our money where our mouth is and say what are the things we need to contribute to from a charitable contribution standpoint. And then, you know, we've taken our over 2,000 employees in Maryland and really activated them with thousands of hours of community volunteerism. And so we've tried to mirror or match our charitable dollars that the bank's putting forth with actions from our employees and getting them involved and creating an expectation that our employees are good community citizens, corporate citizens, and that we're active in our community. So, you know, we've certainly done a lot with the Baltimore Ravens to impact our community. But if you look at the local not-for-profits and some of the work that we do there, and then you take add on the employee volunteerism that we've done and this really the bank support of getting employees involved, where we give employees volunteer hours to use during work time to go out and make an impact in their community. It's created a nice culture within the organization that, you know, if you work for M&T, you're expected to give back to your communities.
Right. So that's built into their 40-hour work week, essentially.
Correct.
to contribute a couple hours. Do you have any examples? What does that look like for you?
Sure. Yeah. So every employee gets 40 hours a year that is paid time to go out and do volunteer work. Oh, and So, you know, for a lot of us, we're involved in boards, you know, and working on not-for-profits. So for me personally, obviously the Maryland Bankers Association board, I'm proud to serve there, but I am also on the board of directors at the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore, which has been wonderful. And then I've been very active in my daughter's, the president of my daughter's volleyball club, and organize some community events around that organization. And so it's been wonderful because the bank certainly, promotes that, supports that. And, and then there's all sorts of things that we do inside the bank with our resource groups to get them involved and support some of the initiatives that they do locally in their communities.
That's cool. I really like that. Yeah. Well, Matt, as you know, the MBA is celebrating its 125th anniversary. So one thing that we're asking every guest as we speak is during your career in the banking industry, what have you seen change in the landscape of banking? And does anything stand out to you?
Oh my. Well, after, I think everything's been expedited and changed dramatically here in this past year with the pandemic. But, I think the biggest thing that I've seen change in the 20 years that I've been in banking is just the way our customers interact with us and the needs that they have continued to change pretty dramatically. How they engage with the bank, what they look for from their bank, and what their expectations are. I've seen changed significantly, like I said, in 20 years, but really expedited in this last year. We're expecting more things to be able to be delivered digitally, easier, you know, more convenient ways to do banking than maybe they did when I first got into the industry.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Did you see any of that? I mean, being the size that M&T is, you were probably well prepared for something like the pandemic to hit so that customers could more easily adapt to digital efforts. But did you see any challenges there? What was that process like for you?
Yeah, you know, I think so, as many banks have, you know, I think customers and employees get used to, you know, banking, used to certain behaviors or way that they do their banking and the way we interact with customers. So I think that some of the challenges, whether big or small, is just, you know, when there are changes and when you go through a pandemic, it kind of forced some of the behavior change. Mm-hmm. But we were prepared kind of technologically. We had the systems and the infrastructure, but I think just anytime employees or customers are tasked with changing their behavior and their routines, it's a challenge. And so leading people through that has been certainly challenging, but it's been very, very rewarding because, you know, we've made a real impact and been able to continue to be there for customers, even when, you know, a global pandemic, comes around, which, you know, hopefully we're getting out of, but, you know, it's been important to us to stay connected to customers through that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that I've spoken with others in the past about this, about how a situation like this, even though obviously we would prefer to not have had to deal with it, but a situation like this brings out the strengths in people and the passions in people. It allows people to kind of show their true character. And I think you've seen that in the banking industry, particularly people stepping up and really helping out as much as possible with their local communities, and whether it be the PPP programs or, you know, whatever it might be, to help customers kind of face the new norms over these last 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, very well said. I mean, it's been, you know, I can't think of a year where there have been more challenges between, you know, the pandemic and all the COVID frustrations and struggles and tension, between the social unrest that we've had, between, you know, from inside the bank delivering PPP in such a short time frame with not a lot of, you know, information up front, and you know, everything that's happened this past year. It has been amazing to see just the bankers throughout our industry, throughout our state, who have stepped up to make a difference. And, you know, no matter what the adversity has been, you know, you, like you said, true character is revealed, and you see some people who have stepped up and truly made an impact on people's lives. And that's been one of the most rewarding things about this challenging year.
Absolutely. Well, and one of the other pieces of that puzzle that kind of is the whole reason we're doing this podcast, the MBA, you know, their involvement, their support has been tremendous throughout, but particularly through this too. One of the other questions that we're asking every guest is, you know, the MBA plays a large role in helping promote the strength and success of Maryland banks and bankers. Throughout your career, what has the MBA meant to you?
Yeah. So, you know, I've only had the opportunity to really work with the Maryland bankers directly in the past couple. And so one of them being, you know, this pandemic year. Yeah. And so I think I got much more of an appreciation through this, you know, through things, you know, government, you know, things like programs like the PPP, you know, mm-hmm. that was a huge source. MBA was a huge source of information and knowledge and helped us tremendously to maneuver through that when there were a lot of questions, you know, and it was very unclear. I think the other thing that MBA does is pulls the banking community together. And so, you know, while we all compete against each other, in our own businesses, in our own banks, We're also one banking community, and so we can band together and help each other. You know, whether you're big or small, or you're in state, out of state, it's been really great to pull everybody together and make a difference in the communities that we serve. And it's been rewarding to get to know bankers from other organizations and reach out to them for help and the willingness that they have to help us and certainly us to them. Has really been all because of the MBA, and that's been great. We've got great working relationships across the banking community.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, to your point, you know, yes, we compete, but we're stronger together.
Correct.
We stand together, and we can push forward. You know, banking as a positive force in our communities.
Yep. Yeah, it's been great to kind of band together, and it's been in the best interest of our customers and our communities, which just kind of bands us together.
Exactly. Well, Matt, I want to really thank you for your time. Do you have any closing thoughts before we wrap up?
You know, what I would say just in closing, for me personally, I'd like to thank all of our branch employees, both at M&T and throughout the Maryland banking community for, you know, all the adversity that they faced and staying open and serving customers through this. And, you know, I say branch employees because, you know, they were on the front lines, but for everybody else who's supporting them, I'd just like to say thank you for the hard work and the dedication through PPP, through this pandemic. And as we come out the other side of this through kind of a new day in the banking world here in Maryland. So thanks to the banking employees and thanks to our customers out there who we continue to work with, and hopefully we see bright successes and growth here in this coming year.
Excellent. Matt Calhoun, Senior Vice President and Market Manager of the Greater Baltimore Retail Branch Network at M&T Bank. Thank you once again. Sincerely appreciate you joining me today. It's been a pleasure.
It's been great. I really appreciate it, Eric. Thank you.
That brings us to the end of our show. You can always find more episodes by visiting our website, mdbankers.com/podcast. You can also always leave feedback, ask questions, or request a topic for us to discuss by sending an email to mbapodcast@mdbankers.com. The Maryland Bankers Association is the leading advocate, trusted partner, and exceptional resource for Maryland banks and the banking industry. We thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with more MBA Today. Until then, remember that together we represent one voice, and as an industry, we make a positive difference in the communities that we serve. Have a great week.
The 125th podcast series is brought to you exclusively by Provision IAM. Managing employee identity has become the foundation of a bank's information security plan, and now you can manage your user identities by automating role-based permissions. Provision is built for community banks. Safeguard your systems, ensure regulatory compliance, and / audit prep time. Schedule a demo or learn more about Provision Identity Access Management. Go to provisioniam.com.